It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Kyle Gilmore.
Gardening. It's a bit like Marmite. You else like it, or you don't. Maybe you're hanging baskets and pots at the front door or the envy of the street. Maybe you're just happy with a yard covered in concrete brick or tarmac. Personally, I enjoy the garden. Whether it's cutting grass, trimming the hedges and shrubs, planting out the annual show of flowers and tubs, or planting and nurturing vegetables of various types, I find it all enjoyable. But there's one skill which I probably never will learn or use, and that is the art of grafting plants together. The process is one where the tender shoot of one type of plant is joined and continues to grow and the rootstock of another. A strange process, but this allows the best characteristics of both plants to develop and become a better version of itself. In John chapter 15, we read one of the great I am statements made by Christ. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. This idea of abiding, being joined to, grafted into Christ is one of the most wonderful pictures of God's grace, mercy and calling on our lives. Why? Because Paul, writing to the Ephesians in chapter 2 of the same book, tells us that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Dead, unable to do anything, lifeless, useless. But God intervened, stepped in, has a plan. In the same chapter in verses 4 and 5, we are told, by God's mercy, grace and love, he has made us alive together with Christ. Now, a gardener wouldn't dream of grafting something that's dead into something that's living, but God does. And not only that, as John 15 and verse 5 tells us, we will bear much fruit. And unlike the other plants that take on each other's characteristics, we become a new creation, becoming more like Jesus as we grow in our faith and walk with him. So the question's simple. Are you like a dead stick lying in the garden that the dog might pick up and chew, or they might be thrown into the fire or the bin? Or are you grafted into Christ, being saved by grace and bearing much fruit for the kingdom? Thanks for listening. Have a great Christmas.